What's up, guys? This is Justin with Heart in the Pain Podcast. Huge news with Marvel. Kevin Feige dropped a whole bunch of bombs today on the internet. We're going to be talking about it right now. Stay tuned. Welcome, true believers, to Heart in the Paint Podcast. If you are new to this channel, if you love Marvel, DC, comics, TV, film, everything that goes into all those topics I just said, please hit that subscribe button. Or if you are listening to us on the Anchor app, hit that favorite button. At any time that you love the content that you're doing, hit that thumbs up and hit that like button. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get on into this new episode. What's up, guys? This is Justin. Hey, guys, we're still doing that giveaway. I know a lot of people had questions on all of our outlets here. We are still doing a couple of giveaways, guys. We are doing that Thanos Oh Snap shirt, that customized shirt by me. We are giving it away. In order to win that shirt, you have to be a subscriber, not only to this podcast, but head on over to our YouTube channel that we're just coming out, guys. We're literally just started last week. Our YouTube channel that can be found at Heart in the Pain Podcast. Also, really big giveaway, guys. Not only the Oh Snap shirt, we are giving away Avengers 4 movie tickets, guys. To enter to win, you have to be a subscriber to both of these channels, Heart in the Pain Podcast, wherever podcasts are being heard, as well as on our YouTube channel. All right, guys, so a lot of big news, guys. Kevin Feige was dropping some stuff today, not necessarily personally, but in interviews, guys. So they were basically saying the title of Avengers Endgame was decided upon years ago at the start of the film's development, says Marvel Studios President Kevin Feige. What does this mean? Maybe some of you guys have heard this already in past interviews, but what does this mean? Because, guys, a lot of these interviews have been held that Endgames, or because a lot of us guessed this title, a lot of this has been already guessed and has been confirmed. But again, not only has Kevin Feige not really come out on it and say, yes, this is the title, even the Russo brothers said Endgame is not the title. Now, what does this all mean? This basically says we are literally being thrown off course, everything that we're guessing, okay? So a lot of the times, if we out there, theory crafters, are putting stuff together and say, this might be it, this might be it, and if the Russo brothers or Kevin Feige says, you know what, that's not it, it actually can be it. So, guys, just stay tuned to this channel as well for updates on a podcast as well as our YouTube channel for all these kind of updates that we are receiving, because now we are getting closer and closer. I mean, just Captain Marvel is a few months away, as well as we're going to be right into the Avengers 4 Endgame territory. So alongside of that, Kevin Feige also said it is somewhat accurate that the Avengers Endgame marketing will only include the first 15 to 20 minutes of the film in order to hide its, quote, many, many secrets, according to Kevin Feige. This is huge, guys. We already knew that the marketing for Avengers 4 Endgame is going to be different. We're probably only going to get one more trailer, guys. We're probably going to get one more trailer. We're not going to get a whole slew of stuff coming out. We're not going to get a whole bunch of marketing coming out, because we already know the community that is growing every single film that they put out. There's so much fans that are growing film by film, and this is the thing I want to break down, okay? The marketing will only include the first 15 to 20 minutes, which we have already, so many of us, theory crafters, as so many of us have channels like this, have said that it looks like it's pretty much in the beginning of the film. If you want to look at some other past videos where I talk about Cap's little possible Easter egg, as well as other stuff, according to, you know, other theory crafters, as well as myself, that it looks like it's around the first beginning arc, not even arc, a quarter of the first arc of the film. So this is really huge, because again, we don't know what to expect, what things are going to go on, if they're going into time travel, if they're going into different realities, if we're going to see cosmic entities, we're seeing all this. I just, I'm gonna compose myself a little bit. Guys, if you have any feedback on this, and if you confirm, I want to know what you guys think. What is this many secrets that Kevin Feige is talking about? Best way to leave comments, guys, is on our YouTube channel. I'm gonna be putting up somewhat the same audio, but on a video format. So pretty much, you know, give comments on there. Lastly, guys, one of the other things Kevin Feige said and confirmed this, that Guardians of the Galaxy 3 will happen. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 will happen. We already kind of have some other news that they will be using James Gunn's script, but who's the director that they are kind of gravitating to? A little bit, some of the community has been saying, you know, the Bumblebee director and a couple of other directors. So are they putting on, one of my just theories here is that they're putting off so much time to get James Gunn back, because for those that have their kind of fingers in their legs are pretty deep in the material and the content that they're putting out, that James Gunn was pretty much one of the spearheads to build the cosmic phase, which is phase 4 or cosmic phase or the next phase of Marvel. So what has happened to him, guys, that it's, we already, even though we're a little bit sour, that's probably the only sour thing in our mouths when it comes to Disney, guys, and well, we can even talk about Lucasfilms, but could it be that Kevin Feige is buying time to kind of have all the storms die down of James Gunn and bring him back? Because I know there's word that James Gunn is going into the DC universe, which, I mean, Warner Brothers could really use a man like James Gunn to bring back this stuff, even to have his hands on maybe a Green Lantern series. That would be amazing to see that. But maybe this could be true, maybe not. Maybe I'm just like pulling this out of space, guys. But hey, a man can dream. So again, confirming that President Marvel Studios Kevin Feige is assured that the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 will happen. Also, to go along with this, because we are getting closer and closer to the transition of Marvel Studios and Fox IPs all coming over. So Kevin Feige teases that there are hundreds, quote, hundreds of characters that Marvel Studios will have control of and who can potentially appear in the MCU after the Disney and Fox transition there. Now, also to confirm this with a big interview that was put out, that we can see the X-Men and Fantastic Four characters as soon as mid-2019. I say this in another video, guys. Go look at, listen to other episodes on the podcast. I think it's a couple episodes before that I've even said that if we're kind of tracking the calendar, guys, mid-2019 is around the same time as Avengers Endgame. So could it be maybe some Easter eggs? Now, I'm going into this movie totally with an open mind that we could possibly see some hardcore Fantastic Four and X-Men action, at least some little Easter eggs, some little seeds to be dropped in this film. Because again, I mean, I don't know if Disney's going to really accept a 3-hour film, but we're probably going to be really, really close to it, almost maybe at a 2-hour and 52-minute movie, right? Maybe even a 2-hour and 48-minute, I'm not sure. But hey, Disney's changing all the time. It could be that we can get a 3-hour movie. But to know that we can possibly see a Fantastic Four and X-Men IPs in this Avengers 4, it's really going to be crazy, guys. All right, guys, tell me what you guys think about all this news that has dropped, guys. Now, if you are new to this channel, if you are a Marvel fan, please consider subscribing, because the giveaway is still happening. You have to be a subscriber to this podcast as well as on the YouTube channel at Heart in the Paint Podcast to win an Oh Snap shirt, as well as get chances to win the Avengers 4 movie tickets. All right, guys, that's pretty much it. That's all that I have. Again, my name is Justin. Thank you for taking time out of your busy days to listen to me rant. As always, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.